How's it going, everybody? Today I'm going to be talking Revelations. Now, that is Masters of the Universe Revelations, brought to you by Kevin Smith. Mark Bernard had a good episode on there because they're the two guys from Fat Man Beyond. And I was listening to the podcast the day it released when they were talking about, like, if they could get, like, one program, like, control of, how they would do it. And apparently it was Heat Man and Masters of the Universe, so enjoy the ad. All right, I'm going to say up front, this is going to be a controversial show for reasons I'm going to state at the end. However, I'm going to say up front, I liked this show. This show is animated by Powerhouse, which is the people that did Castlevania. I think it's a beautiful show. However, the action is not exactly Castlevania levels of action. Now, it's good, pretty good, but in terms of setup and all that stuff, like we're gonna see something good happen here. It's like, yeah, we will, but it's not gonna be so good. My favorite episode action-wise is probably The Hunt, and I think it's episode 4, which, by the way, I think COVID played into this a little bit, but 5 episodes? Really? 5 episodes. You might as well have just made it into a 2.5-hour movie and have everything connected, because 5 episodes? Really? Like, I understand, like, it's sort of the Castlevania model, because that one was supposed to be a movie, and that turned into, I think it was 4 episodes. But, wow. Because the elements are all there. The characters you liked, the characters you didn't like, but they're only there for a little bit. Kevin Smithness of this show is very apparent, because I'm not saying anything. I thought it was an issue for a while ago when, like, you had actors giving up their roles so that an actor that, like, resembled, like, but I'm not entirely sure of this. I gotta look into it. More, because, like, I want to confirm it, because I think I'm doing it off the top of my head, but, Jason Mewes is in this, Harley Quinn Smith is in this, I don't know, Diedrich Bader plays the king, but, like, Diedrich Bader, like, I think they only worked together once for this. There's no episode where there's no jerking off mentionings, there's no this, there's no that. The fucking voice cast is incredible. Lena Headey is Evelyn, Mark Hamill is Skeletor, and he does a very good Skeletor, and it's not just him repurposing the Joker. There's a comedic humanity involved with Skeletor that I'm cool with. Justin Long as Roboto, and Sarah Michelle Gellar as Tila. The Supergirl actors and the CW actors that Kevin Smith is close with make appearances. Like, the writers on this is like an all-star team. So, before I go any further, I want to say I liked this show. However, I can understand why this show is more modern sensibilities than the original TV show. The original TV show was not that well animated. It was good, but it wasn't great. It was just well designed. The toys are what it was trying to sell. So, But there was, and I knew this coming into it, it didn't say He-Man in the Masters of the Universe, it was Masters of the Universe. So I was like, okay, that's interesting. The first episode, and I'm going to not spoil this, but you realize it's going to be an ensemble cast with one person in the center of it, and it's not the person you think it is. So I'm really hoping that we get more of the the thing that we can't, that like, oh yeah, we're down for this, like, but here's the problem. I think they took things a little bit too far in certain things, because I'll say this, one of the plot lines of the show is the magic of Eternia is disappearing. Something happened that caused magic to start to go away. And because of that, because like magic is like, it's everything. It's clean air, it's clean water, it's food, it's crops, it's everything. However, there's forces involved that are like, we don't need magic anymore, fine. Well, so the party forms to counter this so that magic can come back. Now, there's a lot of tropes that go on, like, that I'm not against, but it's like, really? Really? Like, this is how we're doing things? It's like, we're gonna have, the girlfriends, talk about, their boyfriends. It's like, wow, this, that, the other thing. It's like, I really wish I was a more independent woman, but apparently, like, it's not bad. Like, the people that are handling it are handling it well. However, like I said, it's tropey. It's full of tropes. So, my favorite episode is episode 4, easily. Now, it's very inventive, and it's like, I am enjoying the show. However, there's a reason why the fans review bombed it on Rotten Tomatoes, because the critical response was like 94%, which might be the highest thing Kevin Smith's ever gotten since Clerks, but the fan response is like 33%, because it's not the we didn't get a PC version, but we got something that was how do I put this? This as a spiritual successor to the original show, or the spiritual successor to the show from there. The early 2000s show is fucking great. I wish we got a proper conclusion to that one. But this one show is sort of billing itself as the conclusion of that. However, it's... I'm trying to think of like a sports analogy. Like, it's the great coach that won in like the 40s when... the sport was, I don't know, not really developed. Like some of the guys in the off season were plumbers. Then you have, hey, we're bringing the team back. We got a good coach. We're gonna go 10-6. We're gonna make the playoffs every year. We're gonna be that kind of good. But we're not gonna. We didn't get that like conclusive season. Then now we get the team back, and it's like, we're going to have the same brand of game. We're going to have the same brand of sport. However, our quarterback is our backup, and the coach is, like we are a ground and pound run first team, and we're throwing the ball like it's, I might as well just go with football, like, because that's the only sport that I can think of where coaching matters. Like we were expecting a strong defense and like a run first offense, and we got a throw the ball over all over the place, and our defense is so-so. So, like, the marketing of the show did not help it, because, and plus, 5 episodes, like, you couldn't, let people know, hey, we're going to have 2 parts up front, we're going to have part 1, then we're going to have part 2, because clearly, they set it up for part 2, and it is a hell of a part 2 setup. However, it's just a matter of, they painted themselves into a corner. They better cover themselves in glory when they get through it. So that's all I'm gonna say, because I'll spoil it if I talk about it a little bit more. Peace.